Ladies and gentlemen, you're about to hear the story of a United States Senator. You are going behind the scenes of political Washington, into the Senate chambers, the cloakrooms, the private offices, meetings, secret and public. The locale, the background, are factual. Only the names and the stories are fictional. This is Freedom, USA. Starring Tyrone Power as the Senator of the United States, and featuring the voice of America's distinguished news commentator and Washington authority, Edwin C. Hill. Freedom, USA, the story of your government today. In a moment, listen to Tyrone Power as Senator Dean Edwards in Freedom, USA. Now, we present Freedom, USA, starring Tyrone Power as Senator Dean Edwards and featuring the voice of Edwin C. Hill.
This is Edmund C. Hill, ladies and gentlemen. America is in mourning today, mourning the loss of a great man. The sudden death of Jonathan Corbett has stunned the entire nation, for very few men in recent decades have captured the love, respect, and romantic fancy of so many Americans. Jonathan Corbett was truly an outstanding technical genius, explorer, and humanitarian, one of America's most beloved national heroes. This country and the world will never forget him. And even as the nation mourns, a Senate committee here in Washington meets to take steps to bring the memory of Jonathan Corbett into permanent, tangible form.
All right, gentlemen, if you please. Senator Edwards still has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, go on, Senator.
Gentlemen, I'm afraid I didn't make myself clear. Please understand, I do favor this bill we're studying here. I favor it as much as any member of this committee. But I suggest we consider our recommendations a bit more carefully. This bill proposes that a sizable sum of money be appropriated for a national memorial to Jonathan Corbett. This is taxpayers' money, gentlemen. It's not to be treated lightly. Usually, such memorials are financed by contributions from private citizens. One moment, please.
Gentlemen! Gentlemen, kindly let Senator Edwards make his point.
I agree heartily that the nation owes much to Jonathan Corbett. I believe with you that the American people will approve this memorial fund. But I don't think this committee or any congressional committee should decide how that money should be spent. I suggest that we do the courteous thing, the decent, respectful thing. In deference to Jonathan Corbett, I propose that this committee discuss the plans for the memorial with the members of Mr. Corbett's immediate family. It's only an overnight trip to the Corbett home. The family's ideas on this subject are bound to be enlightening. After all, they knew Jonathan Corbett better than any of us. Well, hi, Mary. How are you?
My feet hurt, chasing too many congressmen. When are you visiting the Corbett family?
Well, how do you know?
Deduction. Reporter's intuition. You introduced the motion to the committee that Corbett's live in your state. The weather here in Washington's been terrible. The committee
Okay. You're right. I'm leaving in the morning.
Morning? Gee, I better start packing.
What?
I'm going with you.
Now, what in the world for?
The Pulitzer Prize.
Hmm?
Jonathan Corbett, Senator, has the most private life of any public figure in America. No reporter's ever had a chance to meet his family on their home ground.
Now, look, Miss Kincaid, I appreciate your nose for news.
The quivering nostrils of a girl reporter. Observe.
A great talent. But the Corbetts may not think so.
Any objections to my tagging along?
I can't speak for the Corbett family, Mary. They...
But you don't mind, do you, Senator?
Well... No. No, I don't mind.
Hmm. Just one more advantage of a democratic government. Oh, my feet. Did the Corbetts have to put the main house so far from the gate?
One way to discourage reporters.
Not this one. Bridal paths, fountains. They must measure this estate in light years.
Yeah, here we are.
Wonder how they regulate wind currents in this house.
Hello. Come on in. We've been waiting.
Well, thank you.
You're Senator Edwards, aren't you?
That's right.
You're much better looking than your newspaper picture.
Thanks.
Dean.
This is Miss Kincaid.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Corbett?
Corbett. Mm. But call me Sharon. It's better for my disposition.
Hmm?
Mother's in the West Garden, through those doors there.
You're joining us, aren't you?
Senator, I wouldn't miss this Donnybrook for anything.
This memorial to my husband is quite an honor, Senator. I can't tell you how much it's appreciated.
We like to think of it as a token of gratitude, Mrs. Corbett. Your husband has done so much.
Senator, where's the money for this memorial coming from?
Well, in this case, Miss Corbett...
Sharon.
Sorry, Sharon. In this case, Congress intends to appropriate a fund to finance it.
Isn't that a bit unusual?
Your husband was an unusual man, Mrs. Corbett.
We can't argue with that, can we, Mother?
Senator Edwards... What sort of memorial is being considered?
We've made no decisions, Mrs. Corbett. In fact, we'd like to have your advice on that.
I see. Would that mean going to Washington?
Well, not necessarily. We could appoint a subcommittee to come here if you wish.
No, no, I wouldn't mind going to Washington at all.
Mother.
Yes, Sharon.
Are you really going to approve this memorial?
Your father was a great man, dear.
Then why not let his work be his memorial? Those scholarships he established will go on for years, won't they?
Of course, Sharon.
And how about the Corbett Institution? The endowment for that should keep the Corbett ego inflated for a long time.
Sharon.
All right, I know. You think I'd better leave? So do I.
Well, Senator, don't you wish all your jobs were this easy?
Hmm.
One word and Mrs. Corbett volunteers to come to Washington. The memorial gets built, all's right with the world.
Mm-hmm. What do you make of it, Mary?
The world?
No, no, this situation. Sharon's attitude.
Just between us, I'd like to make a biography of it. The life story of Jonathan Corbett.
I've been told 1,000 times.
Yeah, but I'd like to tell what hasn't been told.
Hello!
Well, there's the girl to help you.
Whoa there, boy. Hi! Aren't you two staying for dinner?
No, thanks, Sharon. We have to head back to Washington.
The senator has to file his report, and I have to file my story.
Story? Didn't know you were a reporter, Miss Kincaid.
Uh-huh.
Miss Kincaid's interested in writing a biography of your father, Sharon.
A biography? For heaven's sake, why?
Well, your father was a national hero. I think the people want to know their heroes more intimately, and then... What's the matter? Sharon! Now, what the devil was so funny?
I don't know, but I have a hunch it's not funny at all. Oh, yes.
I've tried about every hotel in town. Wanted to get to you before you left.
Is anything wrong?
Mm-mm. I just think we should have dinner together.
Oh, well,
Don't you?
Sure. I am...
Tonight? About 8:30?
All right. I'll pick you up.
Oh, no. Have dinner here with me.
You mean at your home?
I'll have it served in the guest house. No one will bother us there. How's that?
Well, that's fine, Sharon, fine, but,
Just walk from the gate to that horrible fountain with the pot-bellied Cupid. The guest house is just beyond it. 8:30, right?
All right. 8:30.
Good evening, Senator.
Hmm? Good evening, Mrs. Corbett. I...
Don't look so confused, Senator. It's all right. I know where you're going and why.
And why?
Yes.
Sharon is going to try to shock you, Senator.
I'm beginning to think she's good at that.
You're going to learn some rather interesting things tonight.
Mrs. Corbett, I'm not quite sure what you're referring to, but if...
The interesting thing, Senator, will be information about my late husband.
Oh, I see.
You'll come away convinced that the memorial fund should not be appropriated. That my husband...
Just a minute, Mrs. Corbett. I'm not quite sure what you're talking about. I'm not at all sure what Sharon has in mind. I came here with no doubts whatever about the memorial to your husband, but now...
Now you have your doubts.
Vague doubts.
They won't be vague after tonight, Senator. But in spite of what Sharon tells you, I want you to recommend to the Senate that they go through with the memorial.
That's a strange statement, Mrs. Corbett.
I love my husband, Senator. In spite of...
In spite of what?
In spite of his faults. But more important, the whole country loved him.
In spite of his faults?
No, of course not. They didn't know his faults. They have no right to know them. It's unfair to disillusion them, Senator. You've got to recommend that the memorial fund be appropriated.
No, I don't have to do that at all.
My husband's memory means more to me now than anything in the world, Senator. I don't want to see that illusion shattered. Don't force me to be unfair to you.
Unfair to me? How?
I've inherited my husband's wealth, his reputation, power, a lot of power. Too much, maybe. Senator, if you don't do as I say, I can use that power to break you.
I don't think you'd do that, Mrs. Corp.
Yes, I would. Don't force me to do it, Senator, please. Don't force me to do it.
Back to Tyrone Power, starring as Senator Dean Edwards in Freedom, USA, and the second act of our story.
This is Edwin C. Hill, ladies and gentlemen. Buried beneath the welter of world-shaking business here in Washington, a small nagging mystery seems to be developing. It concerns a matter close to the hearts of all Americans, the bill for the Jonathan Corbett Memorial Fund. Earlier today, the Senate committee studying that bill received word from Senator Dean Edwards that the Corbett family had consented to the memorial. A little while ago, however, the committee received a second message from Edwards instructing them to withhold any further action until notified. No word has been received from the senator as yet, and Washington and the nation can only wait and wonder.
Hello, Senator Edwards. Come in.
Thank you, Sharon.
Well, how do I look?
Fine. You look wonderful.
Will I be able to impress you tonight?
You're qualified, all right.
Good. Come on in here. I want you to meet Larry.
Who's Larry?
My husband.
Your what?
My secret husband. The man in the woodwork. And come on, dinner's about ready.
Sharon is full of surprises, Senator. I'm just one of them.
No doubt about that, Larry.
The most important one, I might add. Larry and I have been married for almost 2 years.
2 years? But your mother...
My family just thinks it's a long engagement.
We can thank Jonathan the Great for that.
Jonathan the Great?
My father. He didn't consider Larry's name good enough to replace Corbett. You see, Senator, my father took that hero worship stuff too seriously. He seemed to think he'd just stepped down from Mount Olympus with a pocket full of thunderbolts.
And there were times we wished he'd go back there.
Pass the salt, Larry, please.
Yeah, I'll hear you.
More of anything, Senator?
No, thanks. You know, we didn't invite you here to tell you our family trouble. It's just that you people in Washington should know more about Jonathan Corbett before you spend money to put him on a pedestal.
What should we know, Larry?
I was one of the very first so-called fortunate youngsters to win a Corbett scholarship and a fellowship.
Oh, I didn't know that, Larry.
Yeah, just about 16 years ago. It was a great honor, all right. A great honor to learn years later that I had signed away all legal rights to any work I was to do in the future. A great honor to be bound to work for the Corbett Institute as long as the old man wanted to play God.
Wait a minute now. Do you mean that the work you did became his?
Exactly. How to lose your identity in one fell swoop.
Just one identity in my father's world. Corbett. The Corbett name has assumed an immortal aspect, Sharon, dear. The Corbett name. The Corbett name. Ah.
Take it easy, honey.
He's a national hero, all right, Senator. Jonathan Corbett, the modern colossus. One foot on the people who made him powerful. The other foot on the truth.
Sharon, please.
I have a great idea for a monument to him, Senator. A big air-conditioned zero. Mounted on a base of broken hearts, broken spirits. Broken reputation. Go on. Recommend that to your committee, Senator. Or are you afraid to tell the truth?
All right, Senator Edwards. Will you continue with your report to the committee, please?
Not much more to report, Mr. Chairman. I talked with Mrs. Corbett. I talked with the daughter, Sharon, and another member of the family. Mrs. Corbett has given her full consent. In fact, she went out of her way to urge me to recommend the memorial.
Well, in the light of your discussion with the family senator, do you recommend passage of the bill? Senator Edwards?
Well, put it this way. Mrs. Corbett knows her husband better than any of us. Mrs. Corbett's consent should be considered the recommendation we want.
I've been waiting for you, Senator.
Well, Sharon, this is a surprise.
It's a surprise, all right. I flew down to hear your report to the committee.
Oh, I see.
You were great, Senator. Strong and masterful.
Sharon,
oh, now, don't be modest. Your report was a tremendous revelation. I saw you for the first time a man of the people, a real politician, determined to defend at all costs your right to hide the truth.
Sharon, listen to me.
Your right to protect your political hide, even if it means perpetrating a fraud on the people who elected
Sharon,
you.
Sharon, will you get off the soapbox and listen to me? I did it for good reasons.
Good reasons? Sure. You did it because you were afraid of the power my mother inherited. You did it because you'd rather save your skin than your self-respect. Where do you politicians check your integrity around here? There must be a lot of it lying around unused.
Sharon, wait a minute. Sharon, what?
Well, another scoop for Kincaid.
Oh, hello, Mary. Sit down.
A real scoop. Senator Dean Edwards still able to keep food on stomach.
Now, what's that mean?
Aren't you a little sick after that report to the committee?
Listen, Kincaid, I don't feel like apologizing for my work in the Senate. What's more, the state of my health shouldn't be of any concern to the press.
May I sit down?
I suggested that before.
Well, I wasn't quite as angry then.
Then sit down.
Never mind. I don't like that kind of invitation.
Mary, just what is the problem?
My feet hurt.
Then please, Miss Kincaid, sit down.
Thanks.
Now, what's the other problem?
I want to know why you're willing to spend the taxpayers' money on a memorial to a hero who was nothing but a ruthless, power-mad phony.
Hmm. Sharon been visiting you, huh?
Yes. She found me at the press club. We girls had a chat. She told me what she thinks of you. It only took a minute.
And, of course, she told you about her father.
Look, 5-6 pages of notes. The untold life and times of Jonathan Corbett. Senator, you've recommended the memorial. When this story's released, it'll make you look like a soda cracker in the rain.
You really intend to release it?
Oh, no. I'm going to paste it in my diary, right next to my graduation gardenia.
Okay. Release the story.
Senator, I don't want to hurt you with this. Won't you reverse your stand and tell the committee the truth?
No. But do me a favor, will you?
Sure.
Hold the story for one more day.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
Just one day, Mary.
Why?
Tomorrow morning, Mrs. Corbett appears before the committee. Wait till after she testifies, will you?
All right, but no longer.
Now, Senator Edwards, did you wish to ask some questions of Mrs. Corbett?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Proceed, then.
Mrs. Corbett, this committee is in executive session. No outsiders are in this chamber. It's a closed meeting. Your testimony is given in secret today. Tell me this truthfully. Do you really believe your husband was worthy of so much love, so much gratitude, so much respect?
Senator Edwards, the chair cannot consider that a proper question.
I'm sorry, I'll put it another way. Mrs. Corbett, do you believe your husband was worthy of this memorial fund?
Senator Edwards!
Mr. Chairman, this question is most important to this hearing. I request that the witness answer it.
Mrs. Corbett, you needn't reply if you don't want to.
It's all right. I'll answer. I don't think Jonathan was worthy of the memorial.
You say you don't think so?
That's right. I don't.
Will you tell us why you don't think so, Mrs. Corbett?
No. No, I won't do that.
Then will you tell the committee why you consented to the memorial?
For two reasons, I guess. One, a selfish one. I loved my husband. I can't explain why. I just loved him. The other reason, the whole country loved him. Oh, they didn't know the truth about him, but they loved what they did know about him. He was a hero, an inspiration, an ideal. The memorial would keep that ideal alive, even though Jonathan is gone. Is it so wrong? So wrong to invest in an ideal these days?
That's all, Mrs. Corbett. Thank you. In a moment, gentlemen, we're going to vote to defeat or uphold this bill. But actually, we have three, not two, choices to consider. One, we must choose to keep Mrs. Corbett's testimony secret. If we reveal the truth about Jonathan Corbett to the world, we'll shatter a long-standing illusion, a precious inspiration, an ideal. For Jonathan Corbett was and is an ideal. Ideals and inspirations are rare, priceless things. They can't be manufactured easily in these cynical times. Let's keep the truth about Mr. Corbett within the walls of this chamber. The second point, should we pass this bill? To do that, gentlemen, would be to use government funds for fraudulent purposes. For we know that Jonathan Corbett does not deserve the memorial. The remaining choice is to defeat the bill. By so doing, we'll not necessarily violate any illusions the public may have about Jonathan Corbett. His memory will stay alive as long as people wish to cherish it. That memory, the illusion, the dream that he was a great man, can do untold good as a source of inspiration. It costs nothing to keep that illusion alive. Gentlemen, I recommend that we kill the bill and keep the dream.
A voice vote will do under the circumstances. All in favor? Opposed?
Nay.
Bill is defeated in committee.
Edmund C. Hill again, ladies and gentlemen, with a footnote to this Washington story. As Senator Dean Edwards left the committee room, reporter Mary Kincaid presented him with a gift, a package of crumpled notes on the life of Jonathan Corbett, which she'd just torn into shreds, a gesture of faith and gratitude to an American legislator who fights to keep faith with the American people. This is truly Freedom, USA.
Our star, Tyrone Power, will return in just a moment.
This is Tyrone Power, friends. It was George Washington who said, "Liberty, when it begins to take root, is a plant of rapid growth." Washington helped sink those roots almost two centuries ago. Now you and I have seen the Liberty plant burst into bloom. I like America because there are more than 150 million Liberty plants blooming on our soil, one for every citizen, and we all have green thumbs.
May we invite you to again visit our national capital for another absorbing episode of Freedom, USA, starring Tyrone Power. In the interest of good government, we urge you to listen to these important stories from Washington, D.C. Freedom, USA.